And in general, we can't say whether some quality or other is good, that is, constitutes a virtue, until we know the answer to the question, a good quality of what? Because all notions of goodness or virtue are dependent upon and related to the kind of thing that the virtue is said to be a virtue of. And that's why I say that being made out of copper is a virtue for a conductor, but is indeed not a virtue in an insulator. We can hear this if we just imagine somebody saying something to us like, what's that that's coming down the road? And the person says to me, well, I don't know, but I do know that it's good. And we see immediately that that's a funny thing to say. How could he know that it's good if he didn't know what it was? Because there is no mode of simply being good neat that's not some mode of being a good this or that. What that means is that the notion of virtue is connected with being, that our notion of virtue is always associated with the kind of thing that we're saying the virtue is a virtue of. And here we discover the conflicts that we've noted in talking about this in Plato's Republic between the notion of what something is, of being, and of virtue. The being here is not existence, but the predicate of being that specifies the whatness of a thing. And what I'm asking you to remember is that virtue is tied to the notion of being in this predicative sense. Well, I'm mentioning all this to remind us that, again, for Plato and for Aristotle alike, the philosophical imagination is concerned with the notion of being in this predicative sense. We saw it first in Plato's concern with giving a proper account of a concept. In those early dialogues, remember, the joint projects of definition and understanding were seen to be linked to the ontological structure revealed when we think about the question, for example, what it is to be just, or what it is to be pious, or to be holy. In all of those cases, Plato was picturing Socrates as asking after the nature of a mode of being, which in Plato's philosophy comes to be called forms, specifically in terms of asking the question, what is the essential nature that's specified by some certain mode or form of being? Plato, we saw, is concerned with explicating that notion of being as central to a variety of human enterprises and projects. In a dialogue that we didn't talk about, that I didn't suggest you read, but that I think you might find enormously interesting to go on to read after these lectures are over, the dialogue called the Theaetetus, Plato shows this clearly. In that dialogue, Plato asks about the nature of understanding and shows that a series of accounts of what it is to understand are marred by the fact that the participants of the dialogue all take the object of understanding to be a thing. That is to say, they imagine that the way to understand the notion of knowing or understanding is to picture conscious subject standing in some relationship to an object which is a thing. And Plato shows that you can never understand the concept of knowing or understanding in that way, because the object of understanding always has to be a propositional structure, that is, an instance of being. One always understands not simply a thing, but one understands that such and such is the case. And in other dialogues, most notably perhaps, but not exclusively, the dialogues called the Parmenides and the Sophist, that interest is made equally clear. An interest in being and a conviction that the world is articulated in ontological structures. Not, in other words, a collection of things, but a complex texture of beings. In Aristotle, the concern is equally clear. Substances, remember, we said, are not simply things. In the Categories and in the Metaphysics, we see Aristotle arguing that what is represented is always an ontology of being. Now, that phrase, an ontology of being, may strike you as somewhat strange, because if you look up ontology in the dictionary, you'll find that it means the science of being. So why would I talk about an ontology of being? What would an ontology be concerned with other than being?